Hello, welcome to the Monday, November 4th, 2019 edition of the Sands and Its Storms on Us Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Well, sadly, it came out a little bit too late to cover in Friday's podcast, but late on Thursday, Google released an update for Google Chrome. Now, this update only fixes two vulnerabilities, but what makes it special is that Google warns that for one of the vulnerabilities, that CVE 2019-13720, use after free vulnerability in audio, there is already an exploit in the wild. Kaspersky Labs originally reported this vulnerability to Google on Tuesday, so Google was pretty quick in coming up with a patch for this issue. It's relatively straightforward to update Google Chrome. Actually, you kind of have to try hard not to update it, but double check and make sure that you are running version 78. Just going to the About page that gives you the version should usually trigger also an update check and push the update for you. And talking about critical vulnerabilities being exploited in the wild, looks like the Bluekeep vulnerability is getting some attention now. Now, there has been exploit for it pretty widely available, like as part of Metasploit and such, but sort of the big worm that everybody was sort of warning about hasn't really happened yet. The latest evidence that the bad guys are working on weaponizing this vulnerability further, our honeypot detects published by Kevin Beaumont first on Twitter, and he has found it attacking a number of his honeypots with the intent to install crypto miners. Crypto coin miners are certainly not a very advanced exploit, usually sort of the bottom feeders a little bit when it comes to exploiting systems, but them using the Bluekeep vulnerability also kind of shows there are probably not a lot of high-value systems necessarily out there anymore that are vulnerable to this problem. Also, this is not a worm per se, it's just basically someone scanning systems that do expose RDP and then trying essentially the Metasploit RDP exploit against these systems. But if you need a little bit more motivation to get the last systems patched internally that are still vulnerable to Bluekeep, this is probably a good reason. And based on a mention in the hackernews.com, I saw an interesting blog post from Shells Systems. Actually, Askar at Shells Systems did publish that with an authenticated and unauthenticated remote code execution vulnerability in rconfig. rconfig is an open source web-based tool that allows you to manage Cisco switches, routers, and various other network gear. Pretty neat tool, actually. So I was a little bit concerned about this vulnerability and did see some active exploitation of this vulnerability in our honeypots. And well, no real big surprise about this particular aspect of it, because the exploit is trivial. All you have to do is essentially add the command that you would like to execute to a URL. So I looked into rconfig a little bit closer, installed it on a test system to see how it actually works, and a couple of observations here. First of all, I haven't seen any updates to rconfig in their GitHub repository in quite a while. It appears to be somewhat abandoned. Also, there's a note from who I think is the author stating essentially that they're no longer going to release any updates, but they're going to approve pull requests via GitHub. Also, the discovery of the vulnerability has gotten no response from any of the authors of rconfig. However, in order to exploit the vulnerability, the vulnerable URL is part of the install directory of rconfig. In order to use rconfig, you have to delete this install directory. So maybe it's not really all that bad. It's likely going to affect, of course, sort of abandoned installs of rconfig where someone thought, hey, you know, let's give this tool a try, but then never really sort of installed it completely. Now, the authenticated vulnerability, on the other hand, does work against a normal script within rconfig. So that's exploitable in a completed install where you did delete the install directory. On the other hand, again, this is authenticated. So the attacker first needs to log in. I have not seen any exploit attempts yet against the authenticated vulnerability. So in short, keep an eye on it, but overall, I wouldn't worry too much about it. If you do have rconfig installed, uninstall it. It's no longer maintained, apparently, so probably best to get rid of it. Well, and this is it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.